Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, indeed.
That's a very positive way to start. Yes, indeed. Another hour of conversation, things that are going on around the neighborhood, up the street, around the corner, around the county, around the state, around the country, around the world, around the universe. We've got it all. Let's cover it. The Matters thing. This is the Matters moment, if you will. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The good news as we get started in this hour, story about a teenager who used a trampoline so that residents could jump out of a window. There was a fire in their home. And so this quick-thinking teenager, Jay, brought a trampoline over to help his neighbors escape their apartment building up in flames.
Yeah.
In
a
suburb of Pittsburgh.
One section, most people were able to get out in the other area of the building, but these neighbors, they had no way to go down to get out. And so this teen, knowing that there was a trampoline at a nearby home, takes one of the other neighbors. They go, they grab that trampoline, move it over into the parking lot where neighbors could jump out, and they tossed their fur babies out first to get them to safety. And then I guess it took a little bit of coaxing for the neighbors to jump out themselves. And only one person was injured from jumping, but everybody survived.
Not a bad deal, right? All right, so everybody survived there. Speaking of jumping, people have been talking this week about that airplane pilot who died and people thinking he jumped. Well, he may have fallen, in fact, trying to look out to see if the landing gear on the plane had been damaged. So what would have made him think that the landing gear was damaged? Did they have a problem and they took off? What was that all about?
Yeah, that was why they had to make that emergency landing. And he was checking out the landing gear. And that's been the different theories of, did this person fall out? Was it a panic-induced attack that caused him to jump out or something? Because he fell without a parachute 3,500 feet, and somebody who knows this guy had said that there's no way he jumped out. There's no way. He was excited about so much in life. He was potentially going to be made a captain eventually, like coming up really soon. And the fact of, could it have been fear-based? Apparently, he was already been in another flight situation where they had to make an emergency slash crash landing, and he stayed calm, cool, collected the entire time. So the theory of jumping out willingly or in a panic-induced state just don't add up to the people who know him. Mm-hmm. And so now one of the new theories is that he possibly had opened that back door on that flight to look and check out that landing gear when he fell.
So it makes a lot more sense when you put all of the pieces together. Isn't it amazing how people jump to conclusions? Again, speaking of jumping.
Yes, everything has to be theorized first before gathering facts. And I think that's one of the issues in so many different news sources and news outlets and just news subjects, that people want the information before the information is truly out. Or gathered, and I should say.
It's almost like a game. And so why do you need the information? What was there about that affected your lives, collective sense, or individually? So why did we have to have, where did that, I didn't need to know that information. Neither did anybody else, really. But because we have become so sensationalized by things that will in some way activate our emotions. We have to be emotional. We have to be angry. We have to be sad. We have to be upset. We have to be worried. Why? How does that make your life better? Think about it that way. Didn't need to know any of this stuff, frankly. It's an interesting human event story, I suppose, but there's no, there's no compulsiveness. We've got to know. Got to need. Yeah. No. Nope. The situation in Spain, here's something people can talk about. The police there are investigating about 50 reported cases of women getting stabbed with a needle medical needles at nightclubs or parties or things where lots of people are gathered together.
Concerts and mass events. This has been happening in France, Britain, Belgium, the Netherlands. French police have tallied more than 400 recent reports just in the past few months.
And what's in the stuff that they stick?
Happening. Well, that's what they look at, and they are telling people that if you have fallen victim to a jab like this without your permission, go to the hospital immediately and get looked at. And there have been no reports of theft or sexual assault or anything involved with this, no robbery or anything related to the jabs. However, there was a 13-year-old girl who was with her parents when she was stuck with a needle. They were right there with her when she felt it, and she let them know, and they immediately took her to the hospital, and they found out that there was a little bit of the party drug ecstasy in her system from this needle.
Yeah. Well, would anybody get out of that? Why would someone think?
What's the point? Yes.
Yeah. What is the point? You feel this on your skin, and then something. It's just.
And whether or not those are reused needles, clean needles, doubtful that those are.
See, that'd be my concern. I think much anything else.
And exactly again, the whole what's in it, and apparently there have been both men and women who have been included in this, even though it seems to typically be more so women than men. Mm-hmm. And out of, I think, the recent batch of this happening in Spain, 124 people received medical examination, and 11 have filed official complaints.
All right. Well, but then how do the police put all that together again? It's just another one of the examples of us being in a time that is just weird, strange. Yeah, what else do you say? There's a problem with Legionnaires. Yeah, that's right. Remember Legionnaires' disease from Philadelphia how many years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe I'm guilty of this isn't about scaring. It's kind of about an interesting trip down memory lane that wasn't great, but there is a problem with Legionnaires' disease in California, so we'll get to that in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Good Day program. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium, full synthetic motor oil, formulated for your engine, for today's engine, to dissipate the heat. Boy, do we need that. Lots of friction in your engine because of the heat. So reduce wear, get the right engine oil, the right approach, taking care of your engine and the heat. Right now, you get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and MicroGuard Select Filters for $33.99. Try Syntec today exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly. First part of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, 14 after the hour.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I wanted to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
You've got bugs. What's your move? A rattly can? Or a simple spritz? Bugs near your kids and pet? Will it be ingredients you can't pronounce? Ew. Or essential oils? Bother the bugs, not your family. Zevo uses essential oils, which attack bugs' biological systems, so Zevo kills bugs, plus is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people-friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Okay, 16 past the hour. Doug Stephens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So there's a person who died, Jay, 11 other people who are sick with Legionnaire's disease in Napa County. It's called the Legionella bacteria. This was in an Embassy Suites, which is not an upscale, by any stretch of the imagination, hotel. The city of Napa is trying to figure this out. Investigation ongoing. None of the people who were sick, which started a few weeks ago, actually, they were not employees of the hotel. Let's see here. Napa County Public Health Officer says that the people are residents of Napa County, not tourists. And many of the cases in this circumstance, it's around the hotel, but not in the hotel, which is kind of interesting. They all lived right around the hotel. Some of them are still in the hospital. This is something I remember in Philadelphia. One of the things that comes in the heat when there's lots of humidity and water pellets form in the air ducts of the hotel or in, yeah, wherever you may be. It could be in a, it could be in a business building, you know, an office building, but never that, that hasn't happened. It just seems to be that it always happens in a hotel. So, Legionnaire, you know, again, am I telling you the story because I want to scare you? Nah, it's kind of an interesting trip down memory lane, frankly. 50, the person who died was over 50, and that always, it sort of sounds a little bit like COVID, in a manner of speaking. The people who get the disease and who die from it always are older, they're heavier, they have compromised medical conditions, lung disease, diabetes.
Pneumonia?
Yeah, that's what it is. And pneumonia, by the way, for people who don't know it, pneumonia is actually the number one killer in America. It's not heart disease, it's not cancer, it's not COVID. But how many people did you hear of during COVID, as an example, who got pneumonia and died? Pneumonia is, once you, if you fall down, you're in a hospital. Hospitals are notorious for having the kind of germs that create or lead to pneumonia. And so this is the kind of, this is what it is. And pneumonia is when your lungs fill up with fluid and you can't breathe. Pretty much that's the end of the line when that happens. So here's another example that sort of leads into my discussion that I have with regularity about why you need to stay healthy, lose weight, keep it off, that sort of thing, which is the ticket when you use Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's a natural weight loss formula. And more than that, it enables you to put your body's mechanisms together so that you keep the weight off. And it's all about proteins, all about aloe vera and collagen protein, digestive enzymes, the things that your body loves and that's good for your body. So take my advice. I've been using this stuff. This is a preventative for me, and it's also good for your joints. A lot of good things, a lot of great, really great ingredients in it. You might want to check it out by going to toploss.com, great website. You can look up all the information about the product, how it's made, people who have gone through the process and have been successful. Check it out. And then when you do check out, use the discount code Doug for the summer sale, the dog days of summer. We sure in that. And you get 90 days free. That's at toploss.com for Calotren, 21 after the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Now there's a warning about salmonella in turtles. So how much attention do we pay to that, Ken?
Well, hopefully a lot, Doug. The CDC announced this week that tiny turtles, they're less than 4 inches long, are the cause of a multi-state outbreak of salmonella that has led to actually 5 hospitalizations and a few deaths already.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Time for us to peer into the lives of some celebrities. Social media with its trending stories focuses on stories like a lady and a gentleman, a good couple that I'm going to identify in a minute, because the life of the wife and the husband different. She's pregnant again, and she's had a tough time of pregnancy. Let's tell you who it is and what the story is after this.
I'm Mariah Hopperman. For millions of households, the largest monthly payment they make is rent, but rent typically only shows up in a credit report if a payment is missed. As a result, renters are finding themselves at a financial disadvantage. Kevin Palmer, head of Freddie Mac Multifamily.
If you pay your rent on time, you ought to get credit, just like you would for a timely mortgage payment. We're working to make sure that happens, because a higher credit score can make a huge difference in life's major purchases, like a house, an education, or even a car.
Presently, less than 10% of renters see their on-time rental history reflected in their credit score.
Freddie Mac's new credit-building program has helped tens of thousands of renters raise their credit scores. And now, first-time homebuyers can use their solid rent payment history when applying for a mortgage. We've even taken extra steps to ensure that renters who struggle financially aren't penalized for missing a payment.
Learn more about how renters can build their credit at FreddieMac.com/rentercredit.
Maybe I tried too hard with that teaser. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. Nice call. I really like his music. I don't know that much about her.
He has a great voice.
Yeah, very pleasant way about him as well. Anyway, it seems they're expecting another baby. They lost it. Has it been 2 years? It seems like
it has. Yeah, wow. Yes. They had complications with the pregnancy and unfortunately lost their third child, Jack, in October 2020.
Hmm.
But they are pregnant again. They're having another child.
When you were pregnant with Mac, did you talk about "we" as you and your husband? We are pregnant, or did you say to people, "I am pregnant"?
Oh, absolutely. at the time, it was, I am pregnant, we are expecting, because I was the one that was physically going through a lot of that stuff. But then after we had him, I found that I started using the verbiage, the language of we rather than I, because he had to go, there were a lot of things that he had to go through with me as well. If I was exhausted and he had to pick up some of the slack in other areas that normally I would take care of. And just, he really had to step up and taking care of me.
Yeah, see, that's
pregnancy
the thing.
Pregnancy is no joke.
No, I can remember when my wife was pregnant with both our children, but mostly with Megan, the first one. And she was a little thing. She was about 5'1", and normally weighed maybe 120 pounds. Well, she put on 46 pounds with Megan. She looked like a basketball on legs. And it was hard for her to do everything. And I remember driving her around. She didn't like it. She was very independent. She didn't like it that I would drive her around, but she couldn't get behind the wheel of the car. So, little things like that. But something to keep in mind if you are with somebody, if you're married to or your partner is pregnant, then the more you do, the better off you will be. It would seem to me, anyway. Miranda Lambert. There is an interesting reality about her being body shamed.
People just need to stop commenting on other people's bodies.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
What do you get out of it? I guess that's my question. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Rolls-Royce and Hyundai Motor Group have announced plans to collaborate on bringing all-electric propulsion and hydrogen fuel cell technology to the Advanced Air Mobility, AAM, market. The partnership will leverage Rolls-Royce's aviation capabilities and Hyundai Motor Group's hydrogen fuel cell technology and industrialification capability. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LUCK. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code LUCK for a $5 bonus.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two men and two women were hospitalized after a lightning strike at Lafayette Square across the street from the White House Thursday. D.C. Fire and EMS Public Information Officer Vito Maggiolo.
All we know for sure is that there was a lightning strike in their vicinity, in their immediate vicinity, and all four were injured.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded to China's live military drills around Taiwan by saying that Beijing won't succeed in isolating Taiwan, nor stop U.S. officials from visiting Taipei, the capital. Pelosi made the comments Friday after meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Tokyo as she wrapped up this week's congressional delegation trip to Asia. At least 13 people were killed and scores injured after a fire broke out Friday at a nightclub in Thailand. The fire at Mountain Bee nightclub in the Chonburi province is southeast of Bangkok. USA Radio News.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Whistleblowers nearing a dozen have come forward to expose the Department of Justice and the FBI of political bias. If this is true and we can't trust America's top law enforcement, it's a sad day for America. FBI Director Christopher Wray was told to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing that took place on Thursday. Mr. Wray said that allegations of the FBI suppressing information into the Biden business activities were deeply troubling. The Uvalde, Texas police chief has been demoted.
Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District police chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thank you, Ellie. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
A pair of best friends who have taken a photo booth picture together every 5 years since they were 10 years old just snapped their 50th anniversary photo. Wow, this is very cool.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, it's Friday, August the 5th. Hey, very momentous day. The lady that I spent a long time with in my life has her birthday today. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to everybody who's having a birthday today. Why not, right? Who do you know who's having a birthday?
Celebrate.
Yep, celebration. So in the good news department, Ms. Kirshner, there's a trendy type of cheese that will, if you eat enough of it, stave off bone thinning. Small portion of Jarlsberg. Do you know that cheese? I know.
Yeah, Jarlsberg.
I know.
It's kind of, so good.
How do you pronounce it? It's Jarlsberg?
I believe it's Jarlsberg.
Ah.
Unless I've been saying it wrong this entire time, which is possible.
Well, listen, everything's possible. As we get older, our bones get weaker. You don't have enough cholesterol in your system, not enough calcium in your system. Researchers say health benefits are unique to this cheese, aren't found in any other kind of cheese. It's a nutty, mild, semi-soft cheese, has holes in it, so it's kind of like the milk was holy, right? Holy, holy milk. Holy cow! Yep, that's what you get with the cheese. That was supposed to be funny. Swiss cheese. It comes from a town in eastern Norway. So the people that are working on this project hope that in the future, this cheese can stop osteoporosis. Say it again there. Wait a minute. One more time. There it is. Osteoporosis. Gonzo. Prevent also diabetes as well. Early research has suggested that it boosts level of osteocalcin, which is a hormone that gives you strong bones and teeth. When you woke up this morning, were you thinking about getting stronger bones and teeth? Have Jarlsberg cheese for breakfast. How plentiful is this? Can you buy this in any dairy store? Can you buy it in any health food store? Can
you buy it? No, yeah, you can get it. You can go to pretty much any store, and it's typically in their, like, I think it's near the deli in a lot of areas. It's like a the fancy cheese area where you would get the brie and all of that stuff and the Camembert. And here's the cool thing that we're talking about, how it's basically licensed to Norwegian. It's Norwegian dairy producers. But you can also get it not only in Norway, but it's also available to be produced in Ireland and Ohio. What's up?
That's where Jay is. But what's special about Ohio?
Yeah. So much. Right. We're round on the ends and high in the middle.
Wow, is that what it is? I have to remember that. Thank you. I'll remember all the Buckeyes. Here's a baseball card story that'll rock you right to your bones. It's speaking about bones. A T206 Honus Wagner card. Now, for those of you who know Honus Wagner way back when, this is, I don't know what T206 means. I don't know if you do or not. But it's maybe that indicates that it's a rare baseball card. So this is one of the most interesting, most special baseball cards apparently ever printed. And yesterday it sold for... You want to hear the drum roll? $7.25 million for a baseball card.
Wow.
This is the most ever paid for any baseball card. So, and there weren't many of these produced at the time. So the question then comes up, well, why is it that there were so few of these cards? Because cards used to be a thing with youngsters, when my age or younger, if you will, when we were young, baseball cards were the rage. Boys would bring them to school and they'd trade them for this, that, and the other thing. And I don't think we thought about what they would be worth or what they were worth. We just wanted, you know, if you had a Mickey Mantle, to trade it for a Ted Williams. Or if you had a Ted Williams, you would trade it for Jackie Robinson or whatever it was. But in this case, there are only 50 cards that have been authenticated. So does that mean they're all worth $7.25 million? That would be
possibly
my question.
Or depending on who it is. So the T206, it was part of the tobacco card sets issued. Apparently, back in the day, they would include
American Tobacco Company.
Yeah, and they would include them in the cigarette packaging to make them a little bit stiffer.
Yeah.
It also help with the advertising of the cigarette brands. There were different kind of cards, and there was just the select few that included baseball cards. It was from around 1909 to 1911 is the T206.
Yeah. Well, that's the early era of professional baseball in America. But now I'm thinking about Babe Ruth and how he, I don't remember what the brand was, but he smoked, and he was his likeness was on some cigarette brand, whatever it was. He was, imagine that. Can you imagine a baseball player today or any athlete advertising or promoting a cigarette brand? Can you imagine anybody promoting a cigarette brand? It just doesn't happen. But yet, look at all the people who are still smoking. And maybe they do it.
I feel like you see it less and less now.
Yeah. There's an ad
there's
running
more of a
on.
There's stigma around smoking cigarettes.
Well, there is, and there ought to be. My mother died because she smoked. She was 50. And the business of us allowing, you know, we don't want to legalize things like cannabis, which have at least arguably some benefits to them. And, you know, we then will sell alcohol, which I suppose arguably has some benefits. But smoking a cigarette doesn't have any What, it is not one benefit that comes from it. Not one. The little young women will tell you, well, if I smoke, I won't gain weight, which is the biggest load of, I mean, how do you come up with that? what's your thinking process that gets you to that point? And yet it still is a legal product. In some states, some farmers, tobacco farmers, are still getting subsidies for growing tobacco. Raleigh, North Carolina comes to mind, and the state of North Carolina comes to mind. People who work, if you worked in a cigarette factory, that's how you made your living. What would you think? Probably, you know, it's a job, I suppose, and that's maybe how people look at it, but the death that you're responsible for, it's just as hard for me to put those two. Maybe it's because I'm so prejudiced because of what happened to my mother, and I saw her addiction to it till the day she died. And so you think about that, and maybe I'm not exactly objective, but think about it in terms of objectivity, if you can. How is it that anyone thinks that smoking is good for you? And when you started smoking, did you think that? What was the reason, if you're still a smoker? I'd be curious to know on our social media. This is kind of a serious question, and we don't often entertain those. But Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day On Air. If you started smoking, what was your first thought? Why did you do it? Did you do it because you thought it was cool? Did you do it because somebody invited you to? A lot of people who are still alive from World War II who are in the service, not, you know, there aren't a lot of those people around, but most every man smoked in the theater of war because they were given free tobacco products and told if you smoked, it would keep you calm at a time when, let's say, you were being shelled or you were being attacked or whatever, mortar was flying, anything. Smoke, take a smoke, and it'll calm down your nerves. And of course, they laced the tobacco with all kinds of things that would get people addicted to it. So after the war, when you couldn't get free ones anymore, you go, and for 25 cents a pack, you buy some Lucky Strikes for Pall Malls or some of those horrible early brands. Ugh. It's gross. Okay, so because I've taken care of that to a point. The weather and what's going on with you and how perhaps to approach the coolness. What do you want to do and what can you do to stay cool? We'll talk about that after this.
You've got bugs. What's your move? A rattly can or a simple spritz? Bugs near your kids and pet? Will it be ingredients you can't pronounce? Ew. Or essential oils? Bother the bugs, not your family. Zevo uses essential oils, which attack bugs' biological systems, so Zevo kills bugs, plus is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo. People-friendly. Bug-deadly. Now at a store near you.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
And the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage for Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates at third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale July 29th through August 8th and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusion supply. See store for details.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
That actually sounds pretty good. 45 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So what are you doing to stay cool? In our neck of the woods here in the Northeast, there are what cities and towns call cooling centers. Do you have any of those where you are, Jay, in Cleveland, a cooling center?
I would assume so. Not that I'm fully aware of, but I feel like there would be, there should be.
Yeah. Well, it depends. You know, you can go into the cellar of schools, public buildings. The deeper down you go in the ground, the cooler it is. But there's such excessive heat now that a lot of, with the heat advisory, a lot of beaches are being opened. A couple of places around here where beaches were closed because they had some kind of a virus, you know, some kind of bacteria in the water, whatever it is. But there are libraries that have cellars in them. The senior center has air conditioning in it. You can go there and be cool if you don't have air conditioning at your home. This is what happens. A lot of public buildings that are air conditioned get opened up, and you can stay cool that way. As far as the heat and the humidity, the dry, I'm looking around my lawn, my hay fields on the farm, pastures, brown. Nothing is growing. Nothing is growing. I have a cornfield. Just, you know, the corn is, it's not going to die, but it certainly isn't going to get to maturity because there's no water. We may have showers later on today here, and it looks like over the next 4 or 5 days there's a chance of showers, but nothing really like 40%. It's not like it's going to rain and pour, which is what we need. We're all praying for rain. So you're out there, it's really hot. How many people did you hear this week, Jay, say, it's so hot and dry out there. I hope we get some rain soon. Well, if you look around, these dry periods are not just commonplace this year, but you go back over, I think I went through a litany of all of the things that have happened in the last, millennia or so. Is that what we were yesterday talking about how up and down the weather is, the water, the heat, all of those things. So, is there an aha moment? The thermostat shows that the temperature in the air is 100 degrees. What about the water? Well, excuse me. What about the moisture content and the heat in the soil? Most of the time, the soil grows well, anything you put in it, your grass, your vegetables, whatever, 65, 70 degrees, and that's where things start growing. And then you get, you know, a little warmer during the summer, warms up to the temperature of the air, sometimes a little warmer than that. But the plants that basically have stopped growing, it's, you know, you can somehow irrigate them. That happens. But we're told here you can't use water, you can't use the public water supply to water your lawn, water your plants. So if you don't have a well, you're out of luck.
What are you supposed to do?
As
a farmer, just let everything die,
you don't have a choice.
Bottled water and add to that trash component?
Yeah, no, you just pray for rain, much as anything else. How many people, and this is the other thing that's going on, a lot of people are dehydrated. And there's a way when it comes to being dehydrated, you just quickly pinch your skin. And then you can find out if you're losing fluids more quickly than you're taking them in.
Oh, yeah,
dehydration.
Skin on the knuckle. And if it stays up there
right
for a moment, you need more water.
It's, yeah,
snap back. However, I think of a certain age, younger and older, it doesn't work as well.
No. All right. Stay cool. 10 before the hour.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
After the hour now, time for Farm, Food, and Family Connections on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So let's start with this story from Lyons Magnus. And if you don't know who Lyons Magnus is, apparently they're a developer of products, packaging, that sort of thing. They offer things that obviously have a lot of preservatives in them. So they have issued a recall for a number of products, Jay, because of bacterial contamination. This is once again another indictment and something to think about when you're buying things that are in a carton that are supposedly milk or...
Yeah, the non-milk stuff. They're probably one of their most famous products. It's Oatly, the oat milk.
Yeah. No, it's not milk. It's just oat crap.
Well, that's what it says on their actual process.
Right, I get it. So you get no support from me when it comes to this sort of thing. And here's another reason not to drink this stuff or not to even buy it. Because they cannot, none of these places that doesn't, isn't even a liquid product, it's anything that you package, unless you're absolutely sure that you have cleaned it 100%, you're not going to know that when you open up that carton, you're getting something that is clean, clear, through, and deodorized too, if you will. Because they can't guarantee that. There are too many things that go into it, and when you seal it up, whatever is in there is going to cook. So the best thing to do is what do you use as an alternative? What did we use before Lyons Magnus came along and made all of this stuff?
It's almost like you have to make your own things. If you do like alternatives to milk, then get one of those food processors that can ground up all those the cashews or the almonds or something like that. Make your own almond non-milk.
I've got an idea. How about we just make don't make stuff like that. We drink real milk.
Because it's awful. Not everybody likes it. Not everybody can drink it. And then also think of the poor vegans.
Okay. I'll think about those poor vegans for a moment. And then we're going to talk about a new farm stand that's open and why it's so unique. Stand by for that after this here.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, so here's a cool story, Jay, about a 12-year-old who has opened a farm stand because he wants his folks to know he wants to take over the family farm. Good for him.
I know. Yeah. He's not just talking about it. He's walking about it. He's being about it.
Yeah, right. He started his first farm stand a couple of years ago, in fact. He says, I've been in farming all of my life. I've been on this, my grandfather's lap steering the tractor. Very cool. Good for him. Braden Nadeau is his name. His grandfather, Dan, owns the farm. And the grandfather says, if I could, I'd turn everything over to him right now. He's at home, obviously, on the farm. The farm stand. They're helping to feed the community where they're in. He sells homemade zucchini bread, zucchini relish that's made by members of his family.
He works 12 hours a day, 7 days a week in the summer. What other 12-year-old is trying to do that?
I did that when I was a kid, that age. I wasn't thinking about being on the farm.
So much that you can learn.
All right, so here's something you can learn from pigs, or maybe... I don't know. Is this a learning moment? The research department at Yale University says they've been able to restore blood circulation and other circular functions in pigs after the animals have died. The technique could someday help preserve your organs, that sort of thing, transplants. They use a system that they call Organ X, which enables oxygen to be circulated and recirculated through the dead pig's body. So that's kind of an interesting thing. I won't keep you alive, but it'll keep the organs alive. That's good news. 59 past the hour.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.